This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take a walk.
The sun is shining down.
The sun is shining down.
Burns my feet.
Yesterday, Meredith gave me a lot of sunscreen, Jennifer, to cover my beautiful face so that I didn't have any burns and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you're outdoors all the time.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus says that's not necessarily a good thing.
Well, he says for a few minutes. He says wear sunscreen after 10 or 15 minutes so you get your vitamin D and then protect yourself.
All right, let's go around the virtual table here. Rich McFadden is in, where is he, San Jose?
Santa Clara, I believe.
Santa Clara, okay. For a big convergence of radio minds. Notice I decided to stay here.
Me too. Funny, huh?
And Jennifer too, right. And Kenny and Roberta.
And me too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see here. The way that we are interested in knowing what people are thinking is to ask them. You're asked, and you can respond at 888-302-3684. You can use, let's see, what are you, how about, I was going to say Pinterest. Nah, I don't know about Pinterest. Send us some snapshot of who you are at Pinterest. You can do that. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Roberta or Ken at DougStefan.com. Roberta will have her Queen of Cheap report for us in a matter of moments. Okay, so I was going around the room to get an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question that I was opining?
Something about sunscreen, perhaps?
The amount of time you spend in the sun and whether or not you put sunscreen on. Roberta, you can be first. Do you put on sunscreen?
Oh, I'm like the sunscreen, like queen.
Really? I thought you were the queen of cheap. You can only be queen of one thing. Pick it. Are you going to be queen of sunscreen?
The sunscreen goddess. How about that? I'll be the goddess.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I use like SPF like 1050, something like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Keep that dark.
I'll go to the Caribbean for a week and come back whiter than when I left.
Really?
Yes.
How cool is that? Okay, how about you, Kenny?
On a day-to-day basis, I don't spend a whole lot of time outside, but I have a bottle of sunscreen in my convertible. Anytime I go out, I make sure I put that on when I've got the top down.
And I
put it on if I'm going to the beach.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's that. Jennifer's very fair-skinned.
I am. I wear sunscreen on my face every day, but usually I only put sunscreen on my body if I'm going to be out in the sun for a long period of time.
Right, you know how,
tanning.
Thank you for that information. Roberta has a Queen of Cheap report in a few moments. We're also going to be focused on the Super Bowl and a gentleman who played in the Super Bowl and what's gone on in his life that is not necessarily related 100% to playing for the NFL, although we all have, you know, those questions about what goes on and what is going on and how perhaps Kurt Warner's head is. We're going to meet him in a moment here on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Kurt Warner, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
That's really true, too.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
He's a pretty good football player. He, however, played for a team that lost to a team that's here in New England.
Oh.
That Kurt, is that in your memory? Do you remember that?
Yeah, hard to forget that one.
You have to tag him now, Kurt. Come on.
I just wondered whether... See, I'm not really a big football fan. As a matter of fact, knowing about you and what you're all about, I'm very pleased to have the conversation with you about why you are prominent today. But I think probably every time you appear anywhere, everybody wants to have the concussion discussion with you. So we ought to be into that because we're obliged. People say, oh, you got Kurt Warner on and you didn't ask him about the lawsuit? So Dan Marino was in and out this week. Are you in or are you out?
Oh, I'm not in a lawsuit at all. No, nothing that I'm a part of. You know, I understand where guys are coming from. You know, understand when you play the game with the physical nature of the game, concussions are definitely a part of it. And I'm a huge advocate in making moves and doing things moving forward to help prevent those things. But I'm not a part of the lawsuit there.
Have you ever had your brain checked?
I had different scans and stuff during my playing career. I did suffer a couple concussions. I haven't done anything since I retired to really check things out there. Physically, I feel great. Really no side effects from playing, whether it be with my head or any other part of my body. I really feel in great shape. But at the same time, it's one of those things that concerns you that you kind of look for things moving forward to make sure you don't suffer anything long term. And right now I feel great.
Do you and your wife, Brenda, have children?
Yeah, we do. We have 7 of them, actually.
Whoa! Missed out on that one. Good for you. How many boys, how many girls?
I have 3 boys and 4 girls.
Mm-hmm. Ages from when to when?
The age from 25 all the way down to 8 years old. So we've got 5 that are at home by now that are range from sophomore in high school down to 8-year-old twins. So they keep us busy, and but it's great being at least semi-retired and being able to kind of watch them do their things.
Right.
And watch them.
When you're listening to a lot of this conversation, I don't know whether you're a fan of sports radio. A lot of radio stations have converted in the last few years to sports talk. If you listen to the discussion, and I'm not focusing on you other than the fact that the concussion discussion is prominent, would you or have you had the conversation with your boys and or girls, as far as that's concerned, about playing sports that are rough? Would you encourage your boys to play football, or would you subconsciously discourage them from playing, knowing what seems to be prominent today?
Yeah, you know, I don't discourage them to play, but I'm very out in the forefront, especially with my boys playing football, with just communication. You know, I think one of the biggest things that's led to a lot of the concussion issues is the fact that, you know, players want to play, and there's a stigma out there that you have to play. And, you know, with football, you have to be a tough guy when you suffer some sort of injury. But you have to get back on the field as soon as possible. And I think a lot of situations with concussions, as I've studied them and talked to different people, that when you go back in before you're healthy, that's when, if you suffer another injury, that's when a lot of the permanent damage can be done. And so, yeah, I'm very in the forefront with my boys who play football, of communicating and letting me know always what they're feeling, me as a parent always watching them and, you know, making sure that, you know, nothing's going on that, that looks out of the ordinary. You know, so I'm very cautious of that. Because as a parent, obviously, when you play, when your kids are playing a physical sport or when your kids are doing anything that can put them in any kind of, you know, danger to suffer some sort of injury, you're very aware of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're very cautious with it. And, you know, there's times where, you know, when I was playing, I could control my own situation. You know, I knew when I was hurt, that I could say something or I could, you know, step away or I could wait until I'm healed. It's very difficult when you don't know what's going on with somebody else, especially your children, to feel fully comfortable that they're going to make the right decisions and do the things that you want them to do. But, for me, I'm just very out in the forefront and watch it very closely and, you know, going to make sure that I always communicate with my kids what's going on and, you know, look out for their best interests in every situation.
All right, let's talk a bit about your continuing focus on your own health. You discovered 10 years or so ago that you had a problem with high cholesterol, and so the numbers here are important, and I want to spend some time talking with you about this effort that you have trying to get people to be more conscious of not only the cholesterol number, but the difference between the good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. This has been something that's been going on for a long, long time. How is the focus different now than it might have been even 10 years ago when you figured somebody, Dr. X, told you, hey, Kurt, you got a problem. Look at these numbers, pal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the big thing is, you know, I always kind of believed, not really knowing much about it, but that high cholesterol was really about diet and exercise. You know, that if you had high cholesterol, it was because you either weren't in shape or your diet wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. And so I was really surprised when I was diagnosed in the middle of my NFL career because, obviously, A, I was in great shape. Although maybe the diet wasn't great, I still ate a pretty balanced diet. You know, and I remember, you know, kind of seeing that, and I'm like, okay, that's a little bit odd, but, you know, I can handle this. You know, I'm going to stay in shape, keep working out. Now, I adjust my diet a little bit, and we'll get these numbers back down. And, you know, the interesting thing was, you know, I would do that, and year after year, with making those changes, the numbers stayed elevated. And, you know, that was when I kind of sat down with my doctor and, you know, kind of said, okay, what's the deal here, doc? You know, I thought this was all about diet and exercise. And, you know, he kind of introduced the idea to me that, that they believe cholesterol with a number of people, it's hereditary. Mm-hmm. And so diet and exercise alone aren't enough to get those numbers down. And so that's when I kind of sat down with him and we developed a game plan of, okay, where's the diet need to be? Okay, continue to exercise. And then I added a medication, a statin, to my diet. And, you know, and that's allowed me to lower my cholesterol and feel very comfortable with where I'm at. And so that's really what this push is, this initiative is for people to, you know, really take control of their own heart health. You know, cholesterol is one of those things that when you look in the mirror, you can't tell if you have high cholesterol.
No.
You know, you can look like a professional athlete.
Yeah.
You can feel great. But you don't really know what kind of damage could possibly be done inside. And so that's where we want to push people. We've got a great website, firstandgoalhearthealth.com.
Yeah.
A lot of great, easy steps to take, you know, for people just to kind of take the first steps in, you know, going and getting checked and sitting down with their doctor and talking through what's the best game plan for them. So that's really where this push is because I would have never guessed in a million years that I was there. And I want to avoid any kind of heart issues moving forward. As we've mentioned with my seven kids,
right.
I want to watch them grow up. I want to be a part of the activities that they have. And so that's really what this push is all about. But you know, we just want people to go out there and take control of things, regardless of how they feel, regardless of what age they are. Take control of this thing early so it doesn't become a bigger issue.
There's an interesting contest at that website, firstandgoalhearthealth.com. firstandgoalhearthealth.com. Check the contest to have a chance to win tickets to see the big game in Glendale, Arizona.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Supplanted by something that the Queen of Sheep will support and encourage. That is another listen to Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. Amazing as it may seem, this song was born into our consciousness 30 years ago today.
Yikes.
June 4th, 1984. This album was released to almost instant hysteria. Roberta, would you like to give us your first impressions of Born in the USA as the queen of Bruce Springsteen fans?
Oh, well, I mean, this was waited for, this album, and people were just so excited about it. But, you know, it's still to this day, people think that song is about, you know, USA all the way, when actually it's an anti-war protest song against the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Actually, the way veterans are treated. The whole song was about how badly veterans are treated.
And it's still appropriate today. That's why it's so
absolutely
popular. It gets played on the 4th of July because people, as you just suggested, are ignorant of what the real meaning is behind this song.
They don't listen to the words.
No, No. It gets played at rallies every 4th of July, fireworks shows all around the country. Have this playing in the background.
It's hilarious, really.
People don't get what Springsteen...
They have no idea what it's about.
He said, it's the most misunderstood song since Luai Luai. Why is there still a struggle to claim the song, in particular, the essence of why people... It's actually a testament to people and their foolishness. I find that to be the case anyway.
I was one of his last shows on his tour in Mohegan Sun. He's written a new song called The Wall, which is a testament to his friends whose names are up on the Vietnam War Wall in D.C.
Yeah.
And then he followed that song, which is a very quiet song, with the angriest version of Born in the USA I've ever heard. And you could have heard a pin drop in the audience. It was just such a powerful combination.
When Ronald Reagan ran against Walter Mondale, both sides were trying to use this song because nobody on either of their teams actually listened to the song.
That happens so often, though. I mean, you know, on the Sean Hannity show, one of his themes is Independence Day by Martina McBride.
Yeah.
And that song's about domestic violence.
Yeah. Well,
so, I mean, I think it happens a lot, you know.
Well, why don't they listen to it so they don't sound foolish? would be the question. The song goes back to 1981 when apparently Bruce was interested for the, not for the first time, but I mean, as then a champion performer, he could say and sing what was on his mind. And apparently this was about a veteran returning home from the war, taking a taxi ride home into some place in New Jersey. Is that the story you heard, Roberta?
Yep. He does a version of this, an acoustic version on a 12-string guitar, where it's just a wail. There's no drums, there's no rock and roll beat to it that just, you know, makes your skin just, you get, you know, goosebumps from it. It's incredible.
He says that he
totally different from this version.
He read a book called Woody Guthrie, A Life by Joe Klein. The song Vietnam was such a relentless bummer, it would have made all of his fans suicidal, so they decided to take this tact to tell the story, apparently. Anyway, so the movie, this was, how much of the movie that Tom Cruise was in wraps itself around this song or the other way around?
I think they're just complimentary.
Or on the 4th of July, you mean?
Yeah, I think they're complimentary more than anything else.
Well, they were separate. And I think Born on the 4th of July came a few years later, didn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
You didn't mention that Born in the USA came out 30 years ago yesterday.
I did. I said that when we first started talking.
That's why we're playing
years
it.
Ago.
Are you okay? You still? Where did you just?
She hears Bruce and she just shuts down, Dougie.
This was the third of seven singles. Say it again, Doug. Singles, all reaching the top ten. It wasn't released as a 45 until later on. George Will, apparently.
45. The people know what a 45 is.
45 RPM, ladies and gentlemen.
Any idea what that is?
All right, so anyway, we celebrate the anniversary of the release of the song, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Now, you may not all live in Arizona like I do. The temperature today is going to reach 108 degrees. But it's really important that you know the signs of heat stroke, because lots of times our pets run around like crazy, and we shouldn't let them do that, and they do suffer from heat stroke. So here are some of the symptoms. If you notice that your pet is panting excessively, that's a good indication. If you notice any type of vomiting or diarrhea, elevated body temperature, hot, dry skin, pale lips and gums, collapse or coma, could all be indications that your pet is suffering. The most important thing you need to do is try to get the dog or the cat out of the heat source right away, a fan, a little cool water, and even once the cat is doing better, it's critical that you get them to the veterinarian right away. Now, it's important that you lower that body temperature with warm water. When I say warm water, I mean room temperature water. Not too cold, not too hot. But the most important thing you can do is, if it's too hot outside for you to run around, it's too hot outside for your pets to run around. Be careful. I'm Warren next time.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes!
That was good.
Yes!
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston beer.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
About time for us to resume the conversation. Roberta Fasanelli with the Queen of Cheap Report coming up in a few moments. And then Jennifer Horn will update you on some of the important television news. Passing of Don Zimmer. How many people remember
baseball
Don
great.
Zimmer? I remember him working with the Red Sox. Seemed to be one of those forever baseball types. Did he chew tobacco, Michael? Was Don Zimmer?
I'm going to say yes, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost any picture you see of him, you can see that wad in the side of his mouth. Yeah.
He played with Jackie Robinson. And then he was a World Series coach, coached Derek Jeter. He was in New York after he was in Boston. I'm trying to remember. Was he in Boston first and then New York?
Yeah.
As a coach? Yep. So he was, for 66 years, somebody present at ballparks. Had a lot of... He didn't look like the guy that was having fun, but I think he was one of those sorts that you didn't really tell by looking at him what was going on. He passed away in Dunedin, Florida. Worked for the Tampa Bay Rays for quite a while. Anyway, I thought it was worth noting because he was someone that is, I think, associated with the game of baseball in an era when it was really just kind of cool, even though it wasn't the Ted Williams era. Which is the era I grew up in, is still something kind of cool about him. Donald Sterling, speaking of cool people, he's got a cool $2 billion going into his bank account, apparently today, because...
Billion, with a B.
$2 billion he gets for selling the Los Angeles Clippers.
Someone wanted to rescue it from that bigot, and drove that price right up to $2 billion.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Unbelievable.
It really is.
You might think that, did he plan all this just to be able to sell it and make money?
I think someone did. I don't know if it was him, but maybe his wife.
His wife may be a conniver, too. She and V. Stiviano figured it out. And so we were all, I don't know that I was played, we were played in a sense because there was so much conversation about it and all these people jump on the racist bandwagon.
Yep. Oprah wants to buy it.
Yeah, right. You know. Everybody wants to buy it. I don't think Bruce Springsteen ever said he wanted to buy him, though, did he?
I don't
Roberta?
Think so. No.
We were talking about the anniversary of Born in the USA, 30 years old this week. Our poll today at DougStefan.com. As the song turns 30 this week, what's your favorite song from the album? The album was called Born in the USA, and the cut that we played was Born in the USA. So what else in here do you like? A, Born in the USA, which will probably win. Cover Me is B. C, I'm on Fire. D, Glory Days. I love that. Dancing in the Dark, another great one from this album. My Hometown. They're all great, actually. So pick the one that you like. Which one are you going to pick, Roberta?
As the queen probably... Dancing in the Dark, I think.
Amazing. Okay.
That's a good one. Or I'm on Fire. I'm on Fire is pretty close with that. Yep.
All of those.
Actually, my real favorite from the whole album is No Glory Days.
No Surrender.
No Surrender.
Really?
If you don't have it listed. Yes.
No, I don't.
That's my favorite off the album.
Why?
Followed by Bobby Jean.
Why?
Which you don't have listed either.
Why?
So I love the lyrics of No Surrender.
Mm-hmm. But you're the deep cut Bruce Springsteen fan.
Yeah.
See, where I am, somebody who likes the pop hits. The poll yesterday.
Glory Days stuff, which is my least favorite song on the album.
I'm not a fan of the song either. I don't like.
I love that.
I don't like that one. I don't really like Born in the USA either, because the story is bleak and dark. But I do like, there's something about My Hometown that's very, there's something so poetic
about
it.
That's a nice one. Yeah.
And Dancing in the Dark is fun too. Yesterday's poll, increasing number of concussion-related lawsuits. Would you let your child play football? 37% said no, football's too dangerous. 33% said of course. 16% said I doubt it. 14% said maybe. So support among people listening to this program. Having that conversation that we did with Kurt Warner a few minutes ago, I thought it was interesting that he doesn't have or he doesn't admit to having. And I didn't think that I needed to press him on it because I don't want to be a jerk about it, even though most everybody knows where I stand on all of it. I thought he told some good stories, actually, about his children. If you didn't hear it, you'll want to listen to hour number four at DougStephan.com in the audio highlights. All right, so let's get into, there's another anniversary to celebrate today. In addition to Born in the USA, there was a character, a real character, born on this date 80 years ago. A young fellow, and it doesn't seem, when you listen to him, that he's actually 80 years old.
No, he's forever youthful.
Yeah, and maybe that's because he's taking special vitamins. Donald Duck, welcome to the Good Day program. Donald.
Is this a newsmaker interview or what? Who do Donald like the Bob? Happy birthday, Donald. What are you doing to celebrate today?
I don't know. I'm too old.
Wait a minute. I thought you were coming to see me.
Oh, yeah.
The Disney Channel today is going to help celebrate the 80th birthday of Donald Duck. You didn't know that you were it's a big special on the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. It's Show Your Special Talent Day with Donald. Show me your what, Donald? Anybody understand what Donald's saying?
No, your body, perhaps? Are you being naughty? Hey, Donald, why don't you ever wear pants? Have you buried the hatchet with Mickey yet? Do you guys get along okay now?
No.
What did he just say?
We'll always be enemies.
We'll always be enemies. That's very sweet. That's nice. That's a great one.
We need subtitles for Donald.
Quacktastic, I think Donald is 80 years old. He doesn't make too much sense anymore.
Are you excited about the sale of the Clippers, Donald?
Wow.
That's lost to the Kings, I think.
This is good. This is.
Sorry. Sorry about
I'm worried we're going to have to bleep some of what he's saying.
More stimulating, Doc Radio.
Are you and Daisy still an item, Donald, or do I have a chance? Perhaps Donald's been drinking to celebrate his birthday.
Okay, Don, we wanted you to know we wish you a happy birthday.
He's having a duck teeny.
Very sweet. We're very... Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Donald Duck is 80 and he sounds every bit of it, as a matter of fact.
He might be getting either senile or he's intoxicated. One or the other.
I'll go with senility. All right, let's get to the Queen of Cheap report. Find out where we can save some serious dough today. As long as we were talking about Donald Duck.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta.
Roberta's got a deal from Disney today. It's a quacker, right?
A quacker. You know those annoying little stick figure, like sticky things in the back of people's cars and vans? You know, it's the mom and the dad and the dog and the cat and the
turtles.
I'm the
turtle.
Proud parent of a...
whatever. Well, Disney has them for you now, and they'll give them to you absolutely free. You can go on that site there, you customize them. The only thing is that your kids will have, like, Disney mouse hats on them and stuff like that. It'll be Disneyfied, let's put it that way.
Really?
But they are free, and you can stick them on the back of your car and be like every other annoying parent. If you're having a baby or know someone who has, and you're a member of Costco, you can sign up for this, like, entire slew of free baby things. They get, like, a whole package of baby wipes and diapers and creams and all sorts of stuff, and you get it absolutely free, but you have to have your Costco number or, like, steal one from somebody that you see, and you'll get all sorts of baby things.
Mm.
Arby's, if you're hungry, a free small drink and fries when you buy their new pecan chicken salad sandwich. If you don't want the sandwich, just throw it out and eat the fries, but it's free. And Suave, this is great for travel. Professionals, natural infusion sample. They give you $1 off coupons. So those little tiny sample sizes, they're great. You can throw them in your suitcase when you travel. You don't have to use the really cheap stuff you get at the Motel 6 or the Quality Inns that they give you.
It plugs up your hair, by the way. You knew that, right?
Yeah, it plugs up your hair. Exactly. So all this stuff and a lot of other great ways to save money and have fun and live well on less buckos, you'll find at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
Yes, Queen of Cheap at DougStephan.com. Talking about Disney, in response to Twitter hashtag WeWantLeia, which was spurred by Disney telling a parent in May that there are no plans for Leia products at the Disney store, Disney has announced several items that will feature now.
Who is Leia?
Leia. Princess Leia from
Princess Leia.
Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Well, there was an assortment of Star Wars products that were said to be in the mill at Disney. Let's see. They
when
had a
did
lot
Disney
of,
start owning Star Wars?
About 2 years ago.
Years ago.
They bought them from George
Breaking
Lucas.
Breaking news.
Wow.
Anyway, so the complaints, though, that came in, according to the story that is at DougStephan.com, a lot of social media complaints because there were no Star Wars toys for girls. Now there are. Princess Leia, who other, though, who's another female that is as prominent than Leia in Star Wars? I can't even remember.
That's it.
That's it, right?
Anakin's wife in the last trilogy.
Yeah, but come on.
Hmm. Well, but that's it. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
That is it. All right, so they're dealing with that at Disney. You can check the story out at DougStephan.com. Speaking of checking things out, Jennifer will check out television news for us. The thing that Roberta was just talking about with regard to hair, you remember having mentioned hair in your report, Roberta?
Yes, I did. It was shampoo.
Yes, okay.
I mentioned shampoo.
And you also talked about cheap shampoos.
And
which
cheap
is
shampoos.
Why a lot of people are losing their hair prematurely because you've been cheap shampoos and cheap rinses, and those things have plugged up the pores in your scalp, and so the hair stops growing because it can't get through the pores. You've covered things up just kind of like a little bit of cement in the pores. You need something to cleanse it, and that's where the all-natural Provia comes in. If you're losing your hair prematurely, it's because you've been using these cheap shampoos. So let's get at it. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. It works for both men and women. In fact, it's good for colored hair, treated hair. It doesn't make any difference kind of hair. Well, if you've been losing most of your hair, it's sort of a moot point, right? So here's the way to cleanse your scalp and get a fuller, healthier head of hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Stephan. They'll send you the Super Provia Concentrate, which will make the whole system work faster. You'll get more noticeable results. Free. The better stuff. comes with the regular good stuff. Provia, 800-525-8319. Say hello to your hair and goodbye to the stuff falling out. Summertime, you want to look your best, feel your best, you will. With Provia cleansing your scalp, it just makes nothing but sense. Clean out the pores, let the follicles of hair under your scalp start growing again. Fuzz will be there, then the real hair, the real deal. Use Provia. That's the sort of thing that will happen. 800-525-8319.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. With all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same to your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
For extra tough jobs, take it to the max with Sacrete Maximizer Concrete. Sacrete Maximizer Concrete incorporates an exclusive formula to give you more coverage per bag. In fact, its specialized aggregate and higher cement content give you 67% more coverage than standard concrete mixes. Because Maximizer provides more coverage per bag, it means less to haul, less to carry, and less to mix, making your project easier. To see why Sacrete is the choice of pros since 1936, visit Sacrete.com.
Hot stuff. Jennifer Horn is here with news from the producers of 60 Minutes.
Yeah, well, you remember Laura Logan. She's back at CBS News after 6 months.
Is that a rhetorical question, or do you expect us to really remember who she was? She's a minor player at 60
Why
Minutes.
I can never get any news out.
No, it's okay. Not, I'm just giving you
It was a rhetorical question.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So she was put on a leave of absence over an inaccurate report about that attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. And she's back now. So apparently 6 months on 60 Minutes is the right amount of time for your punishment.
All right, who cares?
Arsenio Hall is back. You know, he was renewed, then he was canceled. Well, now he's in talks to reboot the Arsenio Hall show once again. There's been an outpouring of support from many networks, including E!, right. The OWN channel. Oprah's Network, and BET to get him back.
So where is he going to go then?
Late Which night. It looks like BET perhaps might be the most serious, but yeah. E! Is looking for someone because Chelsea Lately is going away at the end of the summer, so that's another possibility. Monica Lewinsky has been in the news a lot lately. She did a Vanity Fair interview in June. But now she's going to do TV. The National Geographic Channel has set up an interview that will air as part of a miniseries called The 90s, The Last Great Decade? It's a three-part show. It airs July 6th. And this will be her first TV interview in quite some time. So interesting news there. And then Lifetime has green lights for new shows. The shows are Born in the Wild, Girlfriend Intervention, Kosher Soul, and Threads. That comes on the heels of their big hit with True Tory, the Tory Spelling story. So now they're getting away from these movies and into more original series. They also have some other projects in the works called Smile, my personal favorite, Ugly Models, and Worst Stylist Ever.
Great. That's good. Something inspiring.
Now, Fox has picked up a series order also from Steven Spielberg. It's a show called The Red Band Society. He will produce it, and it's set in the pediatric wing of a hospital about a group of high school students who become friends there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, I have to wait. I can hardly wait for that one.
Octavia Spencer might be in it. She's attached to the project.
51 After.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Time here on Your Day. Tom Kreitler, who is co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, along with Leslie Segretti, gets questions every week from our listeners. So we'll try to answer some of those questions and also talk about your options in the area of air conditioning. What is it, as you get into the summertime, that you want to do to keep yourself cool, calm, and collected? All that from Money Pit co-host Tom Kreitler here in a moment on Good Day.
The school year may be ending, but that doesn't mean family mornings will be any less hectic. I'm Risa Jill Miller. A recent survey by Ego found that 37% of moms described their morning routine as a traveling circus, while 22% compared their morning to a fire drill. But there's great news for the one-third of moms that said a tasty breakfast option on the go would make mornings better. Eggo is helping moms by coming to the rescue with the new Eggo Bites, a quick, convenient, and tasty breakfast option. The new Eggo Bites are microwavable portable pouches of bite-sized flavored waffles and French toast. There's also a chocolatey chip pancake variety that's ideal as both a breakfast option and quick snack. With no need for syrup plates or silverware, kids can get a delicious breakfast option on the go in under 2 minutes. To learn more about a great meal option that will save you time in the morning, visit Facebook.com/Eggo. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Tom Kreitler, one of my favorites in the radio biz here, actually in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com. We're featuring Tom blogging about air conditioning options. This is the time of year when more air conditioning units are bought, the window units, and also more people install air conditioning, the whole house air conditioners. You wonder at all, I guess given where we are, unless you live in an apartment building, Tom, and you don't have the wiring, can't get the ductwork done, why anybody would buy a window unit when it would seem much more practical to air condition the whole house, wouldn't it? Or is that economically not a good comparison?
Well, I'll tell you, when I bought my old house, we had eight 8, count them, separate window units in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember taking them all out to convert to central, and of course saved a lot of money in terms of my cooling costs. But of course there's also a big upfront cost. Now, another option if you want to eliminate a window unit, though, and not put in a full central system where you have to run ducts, is to use what's called a split ductless system. Now, this is where you have a small compressor outside, and you have a wall-hung air handler inside. Now, this type of unit can actually handle a much bigger space than your typical window unit, and it's far, far, far more energy efficient. And it can not only cool your house in the summer, but it can also heat your house in the winter because it works as a heat pump as well.
Really? Oh, what a great idea. I asked you a question. I want to spend a moment on this. There are a lot of ants, which is not unusual during a wet spring for ants to come in the house. But I have ticks in my house in a couple of areas in the kitchen. I'd forgotten that they come out of eggs and stuff. And I called, as you suggested, a local outfit to come and do whatever they have to do to get rid of them. But even though ticks are plentiful, I've never had ticks in the house before. Never just had them wandering across the
country. Very, very wet weather that we've had, Doug. I mean, we're having a lot of insect infestations, of wide varieties of insect infestations, because the conditions are just so good right now for insect problems. With ticks in particular, you have to remember that they get into your house a number of ways. Of course, they get in on your pets, and they'll get in on your clothing.
Yeah.
Because basically they hang out waiting for a host, and as you brush by grass or anything
in the farm, I'm all
that they're
around,
connected to, they will jump off and onto you. And then they'll also get in through cracks and crevices, and they can, as you said, they can nest in the house and they can lay eggs in the house, and that can, you know, lead to even bigger infestations. When you have that level of a problem, especially with an insect that's potentially dangerous like a tick, that's why I recommend it to you and recommend to your listeners that you have the house professionally exterminated. The pesticides that are used today are very specific to the insects that they're designed to control, and anything else that you do, even from a natural basis, I mean, trying to make a home less conducive to insects is great, but if you have a big infestation like that, you need to get it wrapped and get it wrapped quick, and that's why I recommend you go that direction.
Yeah, well, you did, and I called, and they're coming tomorrow. Under the circumstances, though, I just found it odd, as much as I've been, I mean, I live on a farm, around a farm, we always have ticks. Charlotte's had a few. Actually, she hadn't had many this year. I've had them all over me, all spring. I mean, maybe some days I come home and have three or four of them crawling around on me, and they just have to take them off. But in the house, I've never experienced that. So thank you for the advice, the good advice for everybody. The wet weather, probably these guys are having a heyday trying to get rid of all of this stuff, these pest people. 59 at the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.